This is Canada FC on Canada Talks.
Welcome back to Canada FC here on Sirius XM Canada Talks, Channel 167, the show where Canadians talk about soccer from a Canadian perspective. I'm Aaron Papernick. I'm on Twitter at my name, Aaron Papernick. That's Aaron with one A. I'm joined by Rudy Schuler of the Sporting News. He's on Twitter at his name, Rudy Schuler. That's Rudy with an I. And we are turning our attention to Canadian Premier League news right about now. And joining us is Kurt Larson, managing editor of canpl.ca, the official site of the Canadian Premier League. And he's on Twitter at Kurt Larson CPL. How's it going, Kurt?
Not bad. How are you doing, Aaron?
We are doing well. We are always happy to talk some Canadian Premier League. As with a lot of Canadians, we are ready for this league to kick off, and we are digesting and ingesting every bit of news as much as we can. Canadian Premier League open trials have concluded in Halifax, Montreal, and Hamilton. Toronto is coming up next week with Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver Island before the year is through. This turnout has looked phenomenal. The players have looked hungry, and there's been lots of numbers there. Out of curiosity, what levels of professional or semi-pro experience have you seen among some of the trialists so far?
Yeah, well, first of all, just credit to our team here in the offices. I think the whole organization of it, just the coast-to-coast mentality of this talent search has been pretty fantastic. So heading into it, what did we expect from a talent standpoint? I'm not too sure. I think if you talk to a few of our coaches, they were probably thinking that we weren't going to find too much by way of talent. But at each step along the way, Halifax kind of set a standard that was pretty good. A few players out there caught the eye of a few coaches. And then Montreal raised the level a little bit. We were very pleased with who came out there. Some real talent on display. And then just in Hamilton last week, I was there on day two, which is our big scrimmage where kind of the best 30 players make it to play a final game in front of the coaches. And the level there pleased the coaches. Really intense. They've identified a few players that I know they're going to get into a preseason camp. So overall, I think the whole tryout so far has yielded results.
Reading some of the player profiles on canpl.ca, I've read some accounts from some players that they've gone overseas, they've come back, had tryouts in other leagues. How prevalent is that among some of the players you've seen?
It's pretty prevalent. I mean, we get these lists a few days ahead of time, and kind of the team at the office here goes over it. Who have we identified? Who can we see with professional experience? Where have these players been? And a lot of times, you see guys like a kid named Taha Ilias in Hamilton who, went over to Morocco, had a good spell in a training camp, just couldn't, make things work over there. And then he comes back here. He's going to university, trying to stay in shape. He's playing in the CSL. He's trying to make it. And then he comes out to a trial, catches the eye of a few coaches, and now I'm sure they're going to be in contact with him down the road to get into a preseason camp. So, it's what we thought. There are players all over this country that we know haven't been unearthed, that we know haven't had the opportunities, and if we can get them into a professional environment, I think you're going to see a couple of these guys make teams.
How many players over the cities that you've covered so far that maybe aren't Canadian citizens, or maybe that aren't officially Canadian by FIFA standards, how many players like that have shown up to the open trials?
I don't have an exact percentage. I mean, it's quite a few. I think you'd be surprised at the amount of Canadian talent there is. There have been a few guys. There's a guy in Quebec that performed very well named Kodai, a Japanese international with a little bit of semi-pro experience who caught the eye. But more or less, a lot of these players are Canadian and would be eligible for, a Canadian national team call-up. So we've already expressed, I think, here, the commissioner's expressed that, more than half of this league is going to be Canadian, and we're seeing more than half of these tryouts yield Canadian results.
Once the open trials are finished, once you've covered Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver Island, about what's the target number for players to make the cut and join the league?
In terms of trialists, I think right now it's undetermined. At the end of each trial, I know the coaches get together with our soccer operations group and they kind of jot down names of who they'd like to revisit down the road when this process ends in November. If you're getting 2, 3, 4, 5 guys out of each city, you can extrapolate that and maybe come up with 25, 30 guys that they'd like to get into a preseason environment with real professionals, see if they can, hang in there, see if they can perform well in that environment, and then see if they can join a CPL roster. So, if you get 24 guys out of this, I think that's a great achievement and maybe one we weren't even expecting.
Once the open trials are finished and the league has reached a final number, has it been designated yet how the players will be allocated to the teams? Is there going to be a draft? Is there going to be a measure to try to keep players geographically close to their home area? Has any of that been decided yet?
Yeah, I mean, soccer operations is keeping that under wrap. I mean, I'm not exactly privy to that information. You know, I think the league's stated goal is to kind of keep some of these guys a little bit territorial. But you never know. You know, you could have a coach in Halifax who really liked the guy in Toronto who was really interested in bringing him in. And if none of the other coaches are interested in having that player, then I'm sure they'll try and get him into a camp. But I mean, right now, I think the focus is on finding out how many guys in each city the coaches think can play. And then down the road, maybe in November, when the rosters are starting to come together a little bit more, you'll see where these players end up.
And we've seen in Canada, of course, a success story in Canada is young Alphonso Davies, still very young. And Canada has some more mature players on their national team, of course. Have you been surprised by some of the maybe extreme ages at the end or either end of the age range at some of the open trials yet?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a 42-year-old signed to come out in Calgary. We'll see if that happens. But, you know, going back to your earlier point about Alphonso Davies, we've had quite a few young players come out to these trials. You know, a kid in Quebec named Lukumbi Shindai, refugee status in Canada, originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, you know, really impressed the coaches. And you know, while he might not be ready for a CPL roster, I think these coaches in soccer operations are, you know, taking down names. And, you know, maybe we should revisit some of these kids in a few years. Another guy in Hamilton this week, the kid who was actually in all the highlight videos that we put out pre-trials, Stefan Mitrovic, performed very well for 16-year-old at these trials. So the young players, I think, are getting an opportunity here because the coaches are going to remember who these guys are, track them, where do they go, where are they in a few years, and maybe a few of those guys end up on a CPL roster eventually.
Are any of the players you've seen in any form of, let's say, collegiate, university, or college soccer? We've seen some Canadians make it to MLS based on Ontario colleges or universities. Have any of the players you've seen so far playing in those systems?
No, I think the college players, I think, is something entirely different. I think this was for completely unattached players who are looking for an opportunity to impress. I mean, the surprising thing for me so far has been just the amount of players that really don't have a profile within Canada. And we have a pretty extensive scouting network. We have a lot of these guys in a database that are known. They have videos and still have guys showing up to these trials where, you know, I've heard a coach ask a kid, where have you been? Like, we don't know who you are. You're 19 years old. You're one of the best players at this trial, and we have no idea who you are. And it's just interesting to see those little conversations between coaches and players where I think their eyes are opening that maybe the talent's even more immense than what they thought it was.
Well, open trials are still coming up. As you said, Toronto coming up soon upon the horizon. Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver Island yet to follow. And we will be watching it all on canpl.ca, the official site of the Canadian Premier League. Kurt, thanks for joining us this week on Canada FC.
Happy to come on anytime.
And fans of Canadian soccer, fans here in Canada, fans, you might be saying, where have you been? Fans listening here to Canada FC, don't worry about a thing. Enjoy the football this weekend. Cheers.